KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies and 29 degrees your temperature here this morning. We look for a high temperature here today of 43 with partly sunny skies and breezy conditions. South winds at 10 to 15 becoming west-northwesterly later on. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in-state and local news on KJAN. Audubon Police Chief Matt Starmer reports that 43-year-old Jeremy Charles Schneider of Audubon was arrested February 9th for sexual abuse second degree. Schneider was transported to the Audubon County Jail and is currently being held on $25,000 bond. And a man who was reported missing by his family and who returned home on Friday was arrested that same day on an outstanding warrant for failure to appear to serve a 30-day jail sentence. 38-year-old Jason Arthur Malloy of Audubon had been reported as a missing person by family on February 15th. The Audubon Police Department located Malloy safe and sound. Malloy was then arrested on the warrant and taken to the Audubon County Jail to serve that 30-day sentence. A Red Oak woman was arrested on drug charges after a traffic stop late Friday night. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies arrested 34-year-old Ashley Nicole Lebaugh of Red Oak at the intersection of Highway 34 and Evergreen Avenue at 11:50 p.m. Lebaugh was charged with possession of methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. Deputies were assisted on scene by the Montgomery County Canine Unit. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of 55-year-old Randall Laverne Franks of Red Oak for public intoxication early Saturday. Franks was arrested at 3rd and Reed Streets in Red Oak at 12:40 a.m. this morning. Franks was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of an Elliott man on Friday evening. At approximately 8:40 p.m., deputies arrested 24-year-old Cody Roland Mudd of Elliott in the 1000 block of Q Avenue for OWI first offense. Mudd was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. Officials with the Council Bluffs Police Department report two men wanted on warrant were found hiding in a home on Friday morning. Officers responded around 9:30 a.m. to 2746 7th Avenue after receiving a tip that a wanted subject was on location. Upon arrival, officers were given consent to search the residence by the homeowner. During their search, officers located 45-year-old Ted Wayne Fats of Council Bluffs hiding in the basement. He was arrested without incident. Officers also noticed the attic entrance had recently been moved. An officer gave commands into the attic and police service dog Olaf was deployed. Olaf apprehended 43-year-old Johnny Joe Anson of Council Bluffs while he was hiding in the attic. Anson was treated at a local hospital for minor injuries. Both Fats and Anson had valid warrants and were booked into the Pottawatomie County Corrections. Authorities said, "We would like to thank the community for their assistance locating these two wanted individuals." An Iowa lawmaker has pled guilty to operating while intoxicated and possession of a dangerous weapon. Cedar Rapids television station KCRG reports that Representative Francis Chip Baltimore, a Boone Republican, entered the written plea Friday in Story County District Court. The maximum penalty for each count is a year in jail, but Baltimore's plea notes an agreement with prosecutors that he receive a year's probation and pay fees and civil penalties of $1,815. Baltimore, an attorney, was arrested last month in Ames near Interstate 35. His blood alcohol tested out at nearly twice the legal limit to drive, and a pistol was found under the driver's seat. He was subsequently removed as chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, but retains his elected seat. The adoptive brother of a 16-year-old girl who died of malnutrition in her family home has been sentenced to 10 years in prison after pleading guilty to seriously injuring her before her death. The Des Moines Register reports that 22-year-old Justin Ray pled guilty Friday to two counts of willful injury. In exchange, prosecutors dropped two counts of child endangerment against him. Police have said that Ray drop-kicked Sabrina Ray down basement stairs sometime between April 15th and May 1st, leaving her unable to walk, talk, eat, or drink normally. The girl's body was found May 12th in the Perry home she shared with her adoptive parents, who faced first-degree murder and other charges. The girl weighed just 56 pounds at the time of her death. Public health officials say 28 people in Iowa have been sickened by chicken salad sold at Fairway grocery stores, and another 66 illnesses are probably linked to the product. The Iowa Department of Public Health is advising consumers to throw away any chicken salad bought at Fairway produced between December 15th and February 13th and sold in plastic deli containers with a Fairway store deli label. The chicken salad was produced and packaged by a third party for the Boone, Iowa-based grocery chain that has more than 100 stores in Iowa, Illinois, Minnesota, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Fairway voluntarily stopped selling the product on February 2nd. Salmonella, a bacterial illness, can cause diarrhea, abdominal cramps, and fever. Some people develop severe symptoms that require hospitalization. Three people were arrested on Thursday in Cass County on district court warrants for a probation violation. Those who were taken into custody include 23-year-old Samantha Kim Jensen of Atlantic, 33-year-old Aaron Michael Martison, and 33-year-old Miles Blake Cooley, both of Oneida. Cooley was also arrested for possession of marijuana, third or subsequent offense. He was later released from the Cass County Jail on $2,000 bond. Jensen and Martison remain in the Cass County Jail, held on $25,000 bond each. A program at the American Legion building, the Old Armory in Atlantic, will be held on Sunday afternoon, showing efforts of the small group of Monuments Men to recover priceless paintings and other cultural items in Europe stolen by the Nazis in World War II. The group was also instrumental in trying to prevent the bombing of museums and archives. Program presenter Nancy Trask, retired director of the Winterset Public Library, will focus on one of the Monument Men, George Stout, who was born in Winterset.
You know, just from studying his life, I mean, what a sweet guy. He graduated high school, went off to college for a couple years, went into World War I and served in Europe in World War I. And, you know, for a young guy being in Europe and seeing bodies torn up by the war, I just think what a ghastly thing for a young man to have to go through, but then to come out with such a positive view of life and ability to go on with his education and everything, got himself educated and then even Harvard educated in art.
After World War I, Stout came back to Iowa and attended the University of Iowa and received a bachelor's degree in art. He also taught the subject in Iowa. He eventually went to Harvard for an advanced degree. He's known as the father of modern principles in art conservation and preservation. Stout was one of the first people in America to understand the Nazi threat to the greatest cultural and artistic achievements of civilization. He pushed the army to establish the Monuments Men and send them to the front lines. He was the go-to expert for the group. A George Clooney movie based on a book, The Monuments Men, Allied Heroes, Nazi Thieves, and the Greatest Treasure Hunt in History, brought the story to the public. There is more to learn, however. Plan on attending a program at 2 p.m. this Sunday at the American Legion Memorial Building, 201 Poplar Street in Atlantic, to learn more about George Stout, a World War II hero from Southwest Iowa. Nancy Trask will present historical slides about the Monuments Men. She has done extensive research, including conversations with George Stout's family, a publicist for the movie, historical Winterset resources, and a variety of books. You can hear about the incredible journey from Winterset to salt mines, where 40 tons of stolen art was hidden. Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise is sponsoring the program. There is no entry fee, but donations are welcome. For more information, you can email arise201poplar@gmail.com. That's a look at some of the latest in local news here this morning. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements. Arlene Bunce, age 88 of Raytown, Missouri, and formerly of Greenfield, died Sunday at the St. Luke's Hospice House in Kansas City, Missouri. Funeral services for Arlene Bunce will be held today at 10 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Teresa M. Bloom, age 87 of Walnut, died February 8th at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Teresa Bloom will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Roger R. Fobble, age 69 of Brayton, died Wednesday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. A celebration of life memorial service for Roger Fobble will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Dwayne E. Liddell, age 83, a lifelong resident of the Grant and Griswold areas, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Villisca. Funeral services for Dwayne Liddell will be held today at 2 p.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Donald Fuller, age 71 of Yale, died Tuesday at home. Funeral services for Donald Fuller will be held Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Lonnie E. Barber, age 79, of Bellevue, Nebraska, formerly of Exira, died Friday at the Hillcrest Nursing Home in Bellevue. Funeral services for Lonnie E. Barber will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Paul Lydon, age 69, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services for Paul Lydon will be held on Tuesday at 10 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Carl Frank Brandt, age 77, of Henderson, died Thursday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Carl Brandt will be held on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. Reagan Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Leonard Lex Wagaman, age 88, of Linden, died Thursday at Adele Acres in Adele. Funeral services for Lex Wagaman will be held Tuesday at 2 p.m. at the Tweak Funeral Home in Panora. Virginia M. Jensen Schnack, age 84, of Harlan, died February 9th in Harlan. A celebration of life for Virginia Schnack will be held Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. William Knapp, age 44, of Linden, died Thursday at home. Funeral services for William Knapp will be held Wednesday at 1 p.m. at the St. Andrew's Episcopal Church in Des Moines. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Inez Reif, age 92, of Scottsbluff, Nebraska, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Inez Reif will be held on Thursday at 2 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Anna Mae Cusher, age 76, of Griswold, died Friday at the Griswold Care Center. Graveside services for Anna Mae Cusher will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Noble Center Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has the arrangements. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.